Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That song is prophetic. You will truly go higher and higher. After Saul received impartation, the Bible says he went to the high place. You are going higher. Prophesy that to yourself in this impartation service. I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I'm going higher. I'm going higher. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody. I'm going higher. 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 Nothing can stop me again. My status is changing. No more decline for me. Thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please get seated. Shiloh 2020. I can see some people want to clap to the Lord. If you do, why don't you put that into action right now? Hallelujah. Already the atmosphere is charged. And when the atmosphere is charged, the enemy is about to be discharged. Every oppression in your life shall be discharged from you today. God wants you to know this morning that your level, your position is going to be changed from being a question mark to an exclamation mark. In many cases of impartation, that is what resulted. Question mark turned into exclamation mark. After the apostles were imparted, they looked at them with wonder, only to discover that they have been with Christ. After Elisha was imparted, he needed not to publicize himself. The people saw him and said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest upon him. Today, God is changing you from being a question mark to an exclamation mark. They look at Saul, the wanderer, and they began to ask, has he become one of the prophets? Those who are waiting to see your end will see a new beginning in you. Those who are waiting for you to finally go down will discover that after Shiloh 2020, you are changing your level of work. This is the last day, the great day of the feast. And like God's servant will always say, the last day is everybody's day. The last day is open day. First day, second day, perhaps was not yours. Perhaps you are not awake to the spirit. But this is the last day. The great day. The last day. The great day. Everybody's day. John 7:37. Say with me, today is my day. Claim it, today is my day. In the last day. That great day. That great day is a specific day of the feast. The master, the word, stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come. To make it your great day, the requirement is a thirst. He that thirsted. Another word for it, he that is desperate. Desperate in your heart. Desperate in your soul. God is looking for someone right now. His eyes is running to and fro. He's looking for someone whose heart is thirsty. He's looking for someone who is desperate. He's looking for a Jacob who will say, I will not let you go unless you bless me. He's looking for a Bartimaeus that says, I will not let this man pass by. I'm tired of standing and sitting down here with my blindness. He's looking for an Elisha here who will say, I want double portion of the anointing. And in all cases of desperation, none returned disappointed. So with your desperate heart, with your desperate soul, you will not return the same way you came in. Oh Lord, my God, was the cry of David. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. To the point that even my flesh is influenced, longing for you in a dry and thirsty land. No matter how dry your situation is, the moment you are longing, the moment you are thirsty, the moment you are desperate, there's about to be a change for you. If you are in the pit, be thirsty in the pit. If you are down, be hungry, be desperate for a change. Worse as your situation may be, what will bring you out this morning is your desperation. I want double of what is working here. I want the grace of the commission to rest upon me. I want the power of God to come upon me afresh for the change that I need. That is what God is looking for. And there is someone somewhere in the viewing center, someone somewhere at the Shiloh ground here, on the gallery, outside, in the front, in any of the wings. God is said to duplicate and replicate the grace at work in this place upon your life. You will change from being a question mark to an exclamation mark. People who ask questions about you before, why is this happening? They will change from, wow, how is this thing happening? I can see you are already desperate for it. Why don't you rise to your feet right now? Let your desperation register your presence before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, listen to this. David said, my soul longeth. My flesh, my soul longeth. My flesh cried out. That means your desperation have to be expressed physically. You can't pray gentleman's prayer and receive your portion. I want you to pray the kind of prayer that will register you that you are set for it. David kind of prayer. Elisha order of prayer. Jacob order of prayer. Bartimaeus order of prayer. Somebody is receiving the healing. Somebody is receiving transformation. Somebody is receiving a lifting. Somebody is receiving a change of level. Let your flesh cry. Let your soul cry. Let your flesh express desperation. Pray as if you are the only one here. Elisha stood as one man among 51 people. Only him got it. You are getting your own this morning. You are getting your own this morning. Let your soul be panting. Be desperate in your prayer. I am not leaving Shiloh ground. Pray like Hannah. Another Shiloh is about to end. I will not leave here empty-handed. Another Shiloh is about to end. I am set for my impartation, for my change of story, for my change of level, for my change of position. My position is changing. My level is changing. Like Elisha, my position is changing. My level is changing. I am getting elevated. I'm getting lifted. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. The eye of the Lord is looking for a desperate soul. You may be the only one. Cry out your soul to him this morning. He's hearing you. He's watching you. He's watching your disposition. Don't be casual. Be serious in your prayer so you can end the Shiloh 2020 glorious. Something is happening to you. Your position is changing. Those who mock you before, they will see the change man in you spiritually, socially, physically. Everything is changing. Everything is changing. Your name is changing. Your level is changing. Your position is changing. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is everywhere this morning. Pray in His language. Attract your portion. Let it come to you right now. Will you lift up your hand as you give glory to God? God has answered you. God is visiting you. You are taking your part because your heart is panting. Thank you and thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Our God ordained prophet will be coming up shortly, and every Elisha, every son of the prophet, everyone in the prophetic family, you are receiving your portion now. Joyfully, let's receive God's servant, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo, as God uses him to bless us this morning.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The last day is everybody's day. So it is your day. The last day is the day of quenching the thirst in everyone. Every thirsty area of your life shall be quenched this morning. The last day is everybody's day for his desired or her desired change of story. Today is your day for your desired change of story. The last day is everybody's day for his desired change of level in your spiritual life, in your callings and your ministries, in your business and your career, in your family life. Today is your day. Today is the day when barrenness will be terminated. Today, everyone's marital destiny shall be gloriously restored. Today, every curse still hanging on anyone's life shall be openly reverted. In the name of Jesus. In all my life, I've never seen this kind of Shiloh. I didn't have any defined expectation but thanksgiving. As I stood here, what is in 2021? Before I finish asking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll be 40 years next May. What is in 40 years for this commission? Before I was done asking, One, two, three, four. Okay, so what am I going to ask? Now, you know what I said? Thank you for validating the verdict of Matthew 6:33. That's all I can say. God is turning somebody's request to thanksgiving now. If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen. You know, there's a company of people, the word says, before they call, I will answer. And while they're here speaking, I perform. Now, I see everyone under the sound of my voice enlisted in that company of believers. From henceforth, as you receive grace to align with the things the Holy Ghost unveiled to us from the first day of Shiloh to this moment, before you call, heaven will start responding. We were driving to Kaduna one time, and then every time a trailer is coming, if you are used to B2, the safest way is to slow down, because the wind from the trailer can throw your car off the road. The engine is at the back. Amen. So, and I said, Jesus, if we have a better car, we'll gain speed as we go from place to place, because we were all on the road. Amen. And I got to my family car. I said, God, wait a minute. Won't you wait for someone to pray? Because I only just expressed my wish. I've not called on you. I said, there's a company of people, before they call, I will answer. Right there, here speaking, I perform. Now, that is the company you are joining from Shiloh. People will not hear your noise, but they can't doubt your news. Thank you, Jesus. For everyone desperate for an encounter with the power of God, you are here already for it. Shiloh 2020. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be comfortably seated. There is no doubt in the fact that Shiloh 2020, from the good report we had, exceeded Shiloh 2019, when there was no lockdown. Can you lock down God's power? Nothing will succeed to lock down your life. We had our greatest time last year in church planting, and that was Jesus. How? 5,082 churches were planted last year, and it was a celebration of life, appreciation of God. Our God, God. And I said, this year we're not going to plant any church, we just believe God to see those churches established. And he said, you plant 10,000 churches this year. And hear me say, God said he will plant for himself 10,000 churches, because I can't say that. I will not say that. I don't have enough capacity to say that. Amen. We have not recovered from the 5,000 that he did last year. And we are going to do 10,000 more. I said, God said he will plant himself. I hope you are hearing me. He will plant himself 10,000 churches. And then lockdown came to say, show me the 10,000 churches. When he said to put his hand, who can turn it back? And now you have this money, 10,404 churches were planted this year. Come on, give the Lord praise. Now, that is an encounter will humble any circumstance, any situation. That's why Shiloh 2020 is your access to the world of unending tolerance. Just value every encounter with God through His Word, and there is no situation under heaven. Darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but as you encounter the light of heaven, His glory shall be seen upon you. The Gentiles will come to your light, and their kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen. And they begin to say, who are these that fly as a cloud? That's where you have come into. And that will be your testimony. Amen. Now, let me now advise you, from scriptural standpoint, stay focused. Don't let your spirit wander away from this platform. Stay focused. It's a once in a year opportunity. Stay desperate. If anything is sleeping inside you, stand up. Amen. And you will not miss your catch up moment. You know, people say, I caught it. That is the effect of a catch up moment. I caught it. Impartation mostly come via the word. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me up upon my feet, and I had him that spake with me. We saw the word went forth to the valley of dry bones, and the bones were very dry. And by the word of the Lord, the bones came together. Ezekiel 37. As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone, by the word, the prophetic word. And when I beheld, lo, sinews and the flesh came upon me, the ligaments, the muscles came upon it. And the skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then said he to me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds of the earth and breathe upon this land. That he may live. And so I prophesied as commanded me. And the breath came upon them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. By prophetic impartation, an exceeding great army emerged. The sage Kenneth Hagin didn't lay hands on me. To receive his mantle It was a prophetic service, not called prophetic service, because a prophet in a meeting is a prophetic service. And I was up in the gallery, but my eyes was fixed. I knew nothing of myself, and I had no desire of any kind. I didn't want to buy nothing. I'm not a shop man. Suddenly, I saw his face transfigured and became like a little baby. And I saw oil dripping down from his head to his cheeks and down to his coat. And something electric was fired into me. I broke down and was sobbing uncontrollably. And then the voice of the Lord came. My son David, the baton has been passed over to you. Achilo 2020. We are 158 nations connected. 158 out of how many nations in the world? My son David, all that heard again is hearing David today on the word of faith mantle. Something must drop for you as the world is going forth now. When I came back from that trip, there was no question. The grace upon Aiken was heavy on my life. One of the elders I met in the U.S. walked into the church for the first time without anybody praying for him. He had a fall when he was a baby. At this time, he was 74, thereabout, and had been carrying that waist trouble all his life. As he entered the church, it was like somebody unwound a chain around the buttock of a monkey. First time, 74 years old, the mantle of Aiken began to speak immediately. It was an encounter through a prophetic word. Amen. Something must break loose in your life. Every good thing you see in anyone in the kingdom, every perfect thing you see in anyone in the kingdom is a gift. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. And freely ye are given, he told them, and freely give. James 1:17. So it is what is given us that we are giving out.
Yes.
So we don't own it.
Yes.
We don't own it. What have you that you have not received? We don't own it. And so it's available to anyone who is interested. And he said, neglect not the gift of God. So it's the gift of God transmitted through an human vessel. The gift of God. So impartation is the gift of God being transmitted through some human vessels. It's not the gift of the man. It's not the giver that I easy. You know, it's me who gave you the gift. You didn't give anybody a gift. It's the gift of God in you that somebody tapped into. Can I hear your amen? And I was the one who imparted him. There is nothing like that. Amen. And every true apostle and prophet is ever eager to see what they carry by grace transmitted to others.
Yes.
I long to see you, that I may empower to use some spiritual gifts as given to me, to the end that you may be established. Romans 1:11. I long to let go. I want you to have it. I want you to have it. I'm eager for you to have it. Now, there is something about this apostle by name Moses. He was asked to call 70 elders. And God said he would take up the spirit upon him and put upon them so he can bear the burden with him. But there were two of them that could not get to the camp. You know, 3 million people, getting to the camp, it's not easy. You must have had information and must have taken off a long time to walk through that crowd. So they were not there. But because they were listed among the 70, the Spirit met them in the camp. And they began to prophesy. One of the young men ran to Moses, and if you want to see Moses, you must see Joshua. Yes, anything. I saw two men prophesying. I said, don't need to see Moses. The law forbid. Moses said, when he overheard, envious thou because of me. Verse 28 and 29. I wish that all of God's people shall be prophets. That's what every true apostle and prophet desires. I want to live to see everyone exceed where the grace of God brings me to. I am eager to see. God knows I will celebrate it for eternity. It is not somebody rebellious. Do you know I never led prayer meeting in Aegis meeting? I never sat in front once. No. I was longing for what he carried. And I found it. My friend. I sat on one-on-one with my avowed mentor, Copeland, for the first time after 30 years. Following. People want to be known. That's why they are not known. Just want more of God. More of His grace. His grace will position you. It will define your position. Somebody's story is changing. Sir, why am I here this morning? I want everything in me to flow out. And flow into your life. And turn you to a greater wonder to your world. For everyone that is longing this morning, that is the package you are living here with. That is the package you are living here with. Every destiny is defined by grace. Paul said, I'm what I am by the grace of God. And so impartation is partaking of the grace upon another. And the Bible calls it the spirit of grace. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 29. There is the spirit of grace. That spirit of grace will rest upon you from this vessel today. What is grace? An endowment. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. John chapter 4 verse 38. I send you to reap where you have not sown. Others have labored and now ye are entered into their labor. That is the essence of transference of spirits. Entering into the labor of another for free. For free. For free. For free. For free. Enter into the labor of another for free. One of the prophets God sent away in the course of time in this ministry is Dr. Chuck Flynn. And he was reading some of my books and he said, I saw, and he has not heard my story about Egypt. So I saw the spirit of Hegel in those writings, and some at that point just stepped beyond it. You just stepped beyond it. There are many people today under the sound of my voice, you will just step beyond the grace and walk in it. It's all of grace. It's all of grace. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Paul said, Philippians 1:7, ye are all partakers of my grace. But as we all know, only true sons and daughters qualify to share their father's DNA in the natural. Men only leave an inheritance for their children's children. Proverbs 13:22. Inheritance is one of the most sacred things in families. No matter how close you are to a family, if you are not a member of that family, at the point of reading the will, you are asked to excuse them. True or false? We only have inheritance in fathers, not in teachers, not in mentors, not even in pastors or evangelists. We have inheritance in fathers. No one shares the DNA of his teacher, but of his father. All God sent prophets are sent as fathers to whomever they are sent. We know Elijah was the son of Shaphat, but we heard him say to Elijah, my father, the chariots of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. Prophets are sent as fathers to whomsoever they are sent. The king of Israel cried out to Elisha, my father. 2 Kings 6:21, my father, shall I smite them? So Elisha was the father of the king of Israel. Praise God, my father, my father. So prophets are sent as fathers to whomsoever they are sent. That's why many people have had problem assessing the spirit of grace that the prophets and apostles sent to them carry. Remember, God is today restoring spiritual fatherhood to his church. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. Now, look at verse 5. Behold, I will send you, Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Verse 6, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. So there is a turning going on. People are beginning to acknowledge spiritual fatherhood with spiritual understanding today than ever before, we are getting closer to the end. And you will find grace undergoing supernatural multiplication amongst God's people. You will be a first partaker of today's impartation service. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are in the days of the manifestation of the spirit of just men made perfect. He said, and I will send, he said about John, he shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah. He shall go forth in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready people prepared for the Lord. So people will go in the spirit of just men made perfect in these last days. That is the gift of God at work in some men, will just be manifesting freely in the life of others. And that's what you're going to see today. Whatever bows to the grace of God upon my life will begin to bow to you from now. Whatever bows to the grace of God upon my life begins to bow to you from this service. Whatever fears the grace of God upon my life begins to fear you from now. Whatever could not stop the grace of God in my life from manifesting will not be able to stop you from henceforth. It's all of grace. And all we need is to connect for the flow of such grace. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22 to 24. Ye are come to Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly, and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Listen to me. When I read Ezekiel 37, 1977, I've been reading it, but that 77, there was a panting in my heart. I want to experience the power at work in Ezekiel. Show me the secret behind the power at work in Ezekiel. That's the kind of thing I go to the mountain for. I wasn't going to ministry. I just love God. I want to be all that God wants me to be. I want to be able to serve Him effectively. So I was on that mountain, and it was an experience. As we arrived around the mountain, a serpent, a tree-climbing serpent, fell down in front of me. I said, this is a proof that is the garden of the Lord. Because a serpent appeared in the Garden of Eden. We are not living here. Amen. And then the cloud became black, dark. Rain said, well, I'm going to treat you with damper. I said, rain, stop. Rain didn't stop. I didn't stop too. So, I was drenched with rain. There was no shelter on that mountain. The only shelter is under the tree. And may you not be under the tree after rainfall. Because after the rainfall from heaven, the rain from the tree will now start falling. But on the third day, reading the Bible with torchlight in the night, the clothes dried on my body. There's no accounts for it because that's the only clothes I have. So I was the dryer. I was praying and shivering because of the cold. on the third day, behold, I have touched your tongue with the coal of fire. And from henceforth, as you say it, you see it. Whatever this mouth declares to you by the Spirit of God, you are bound to see it. You are bound to see it. I'm bound to see sons and daughters of this prophet scaling heights I never knew.
Amen.
In my lifetime. Satan may think he has some problem with me. People that will trouble him to finish are coming out of this service today. Satan will regret being Satan under this atmosphere. He will seek for repentance. There will be no room for him to repent. Because greater troublers of the kingdom of hell will come out of this service. Now, you ask them on the other side of Jordan, who is this man? He's a troubler of our kingdom. If you ask any devil and their company, who is this man? Ah, don't mention his name. Just say that man. Don't mention his name. Told them it's right. I'm Robert's heart. My voice on the tape. And you know, highway robbers, Abuja Road, stroke, Kaduna and Lokoja area. He said, who is that? He said, he told the gang members, please stop. We can't operate here anymore. Please, can I have that CD? The arm robber. He now called the man from whom he called, because they didn't take anything from them. How can I get more of these messages? I was the armed robber that came last night. Many will be anointed as troublers of the kingdom of darkness. One of our daughters was captured by robbers in Port Harcourt. He just saw something on ground and wanted to pick it to give to the person in case it fell from his hand. And that was the last he knew. With a baby on her back. And so they took her to the dungeon of ritual killers. And as they wanted to collect the baby from her, she threw a bag. And a shiro flyer fell from the flag. And I began to speak in tongues from the paper. All the people in the shrine fell on the floor and they were in stupor. My daughter took the knife and cut the rope they used to tie her and other 17 others, and they walked into liberty. All those demons were on the floor. You hear people speaking in tongues from papers, even you will fall down. Even you will fall down. Now, hear me. Any devil that dares you from now will fall to the ground. Now, get ready to tap into that spirit of grace for replication and multiplication. It must drop on you today. Is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You will not be left behind. You shall not be left behind. All this comes through
impartation of grace or transference of spirit. And it's coming your way today. Like I said, it is not anybody's achievement. It's the free gift of God that was imparted on any apostle or prophet for free. Freely ye are given. Matthew 10:8. And freely give. Freely ye are given and freely give. Freely ye are given and freely give. Freely ye are given and freely give. Please note, and this is very important, there is nothing magical in the kingdom. Everything follows God's laid down procedures. For instance, the rod of the prophet did not work in the hand of Gehazi. Because his heart was not right. He was a money monger. He was given the rod. And he went out. And laid the rod on the face of the child. The rod of Elisha. Whose bones will raise the dead. His rod could not bring back the child. I can guess why the woman didn't leave Elisha. He didn't believe. Gehazi. They stay in the house there, so he knows him. This one, it's better you give me the rod than to give to this one. It's better you give me the rod than to give to this one. Because everybody that comes to see you, I see him following them just to see you off. That's your business. That's everything. And I saw them putting their hand in their pocket and give me money. And they put it there. This man, this Lord can't raise this child. Elisha, I won't live here. And we saw him exposed. That was in chapter 4. But by chapter 5, he said, my master speared this Syrian. My God. We don't spare people like this. This is money going. Money is going for free. And you are sparing him. The mantle does not work in the hand of every believer. It does not work in the hand of every believer. There is not a magic wand. The mantle does not work in the hand of every believer. Not that you come to church in the morning, you go to the herbalist at night, it won't work. It won't work. Not that you come to church in the morning, now you are going in the evening to bar beach to go and bath under some long bearded prophets. It won't work. It won't work. Not that you get perfume to spray your body against evil spirit. It won't work. The eyes of the Lord runneth to and fro in all the earth to show himself strong only in the lives of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. It takes the fear of God to taste the power of God. Hallelujah. It takes the fear of God to taste the power of God. It takes the fear of God to taste the power of God. It takes the fear of God to taste the power of God. That's why the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Nothing makes meaning in the kingdom without the fear of God as foundation. For the foundation of God standeth sure, having received the Lord, let them that are his, and let them in the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But you know, in the great house there are many vessels. Some to honor, some to dishonor. If any man purges himself for all this, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Sanctified, meet for the master's use. Meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. Listen.
Impartation will never, never graduate to manifestation except in the life of those who walk in the fear of God. It will never. The scriptures cannot be broken. The scriptures cannot be broken. If God is not enough for you, he will not take any part of you. Go to the devil and settle down with him. One of our lovely daughters here carried a baby on the back and a toddler in the hand and got into the dungeon of killers. And they say, pray your last prayer, you have come to the end of the world. Some four hefty, demonized men, wearing only sports pants, with their chest open, with a bowl of blood right at the center. How? She was looking, she saw toilet, and her brother-in-law was looking for a house. He just ran there to see whether the house is still free. And there she walked into the midst of these demons. They shut the door behind. But she had anointed oil or anointing oil in her bag. She took the bottle of oil and splashed it on the floor. It caught fire. Literal fire. Literal fire. They said, open the door, open the door. She gave the testimony on the altar. Sir. Open the door, open the door. The gang leader was telling the other one, he said, I can't get near, I can't get near. She took her mantle from her bag and waved it towards the door, and the door opened on its own. They walked into liberty. Walked into liberty. You see, God is a jealous God. He can't stand a double dealing. He's a jealous God. You shall not have any other God beside him. That's why many are stranded. You shall not have any other God beside him. My son Dallas Alfonso, that's his name, the only survivor of Ethiopian air crash of 1996, tied a mantle when the going went rough in the air. The plane broke into two before him. Came out without scratch. The only one. The only one. The only one. Somebody's here. No matter the evil that hit the world, it will be minus you. Now, look up here. Every one of you shall enjoy a good old age. No devil from hell shall succeed to cut short your life. One of our daughters had no two ovaries removed through some procedures because of a particular attack on her health. And so, the husband was advised not to marry her. But they went ahead anyway. And when that man to service in Kaduna, and I passed the gun to them, and they were passing one to another, she became pregnant immediately after. No ovaries. No ovaries. No ovaries. Medically, impossible. But spiritually, no issue. In the name of Jesus, every impossible case shall be dissolved here this morning. Someone died in Kaduna and they called the pastor to please come at about 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. He said, look, I can't come, but there's this mantle they gave us from Lagos. Go and rub the body of the dead with it. And she went. They were waiting for ambulance to come and carry the body to the mortuary. He came with mantle. What's the matter? He said, just create room for me. And then wipe the body of the dead and sneeze and jump back to life. Whatever is dead in anyone's system is jacking back to life in this prophetic time. You brought in your handkerchief, put it on the floor, wherever you may be, put it on the floor there. Put it on the floor there. Put it on the floor there. The word says in Jeremiah 22, verse 29. O earth, 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 hear ye the word of the Lord. Wherever you are right now, the earth is hearing this prophetic word. Every mantle on that floor is receiving the emission of the grace upon his apostle. The word that went to the valley of dry bones and quickened it back to life is going through those materials right now. Every grace at work in this prophet and in this commission is being transmitted to that handkerchief now. And by the time you take it from the floor, it has been turned to a prophetic mantle. It has been turned to a prophetic mantle. By the time you are taking it from that floor, it has become a prophetic mantle in your hand. And with a genuine heart for God, whatever works in the hands of this prophet begins to walk through your hands without sweat. In the name of Jesus. 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 Someone's wife was afflicted with the spirit of insanity, and they locked her up under iron barricade, violent. And he came to me and said, "Sir, you will need to follow me to Ekoma." I said, "Ekoma is very far." Told me the story, and I reached my hand to my pocket and I gave him the prophet's mantle. I said, "Go now and rub her face with this mantle." He says, "She's very violent." I said, "But she's your wife." As soon as this insane woman saw the mantle, she went and wiped her face and she breathed a sigh of relief instantly. Madness ended there. Every brain challenge, memory loss, academic fatigue, whatever represents a challenge in anyone's intellect, it is turned to a testimony today. Every form of hallucination clears off the life of anyone today. A young chap had been under the siege of epilepsy for years, about 10 years. In fact, according to him, the mother was even making money out of it. And the mother would ask him, "Have you not fallen today?" Ran into a meeting. It was a prophetic service. And that was it. Is any time any feeling was coming near, he held to the mantle. And he's lived free now for years. Now every plague that is dehumanizing you and making your redemption lose color, get off you finally today. By this prophetic mantle, you shall no more suffer reproach. all the mockers of Elisha upon his return with the mantle. They bowed down themselves to the ground. All your mockers will come bowing themselves to the ground. All your mockers will come bowing themselves to the ground. All your mockers will come bowing themselves to the ground. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, in this service of impartation of grace, the Spirit of grace, expect to begin to operate from now in the realms of visions and revelations. That is one grace bountifully available to us in this commission. He always comes to tell what to do per time. What to do per time. We come to vision and revelation with the Lord day in, day out. Day in, day out. Now, expect that from today. You'll be operating freely in the realm of visions and revelations. You'll be changing levels by revelation. You'll be changing levels by vision. Yes. 2015, May 2nd, we closed our liberation service. And then I went home. And I just couldn't sleep. Jesus, what's going on? I couldn't. There. The bomb landed at about 5:30 p.m. I, the God of wonder double, is visiting you. May 2nd. So between June 1 and July 26, the church doubled supernaturally. Amen. By October 25, the double doubled again. Now, wait a minute. In the name of Jesus, I decree the transference of the grace to keep working in the realm of visions and revelations for you. Expect also to receive the grace of delightsome obedience. You know, we talk about the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so there's a spirit. It's a dimension of the spirit of grace. Now, there's a spirit of obedience. Ezekiel 36 and verse 27. I will put my spirit in you, it will help you to walk in my ways. You shall keep my commandments and do them. The spirit of obedience. Expect the grace for delightsome obedience. Yes. Not coerced obedience. Not trying to obey because if you don't obey, God can react. No. Delightsome. Amen. Smiling obedience. Dancing obedience. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace for tireless labor. Receive the grace for tireless labor. the great said, I'm not am by the grace of God, but the grace I was given was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than them all, yet not I, but the grace for tireless labor at work in me. Receive today from this place the grace for tireless labor. Noting that no one's future can be greater than the quality of his labor. No one's future, the covenant of seed time and harvest is a lifelong adventure. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. Amen. Grace without labor equals disgrace. Grace without labor equals disgrace. Faith without responsibility makes a liability. Jesus said, I must walk. It was the living word of God. I mean, when he walked down here, it's the living word of God till now. He was anointed without measure. There is no comparing his unction, the unction upon him with anybody else. Yet, my Father walketh hitherto, and I walk. The reason why many believers' lives are losing worth is that they won't walk. They won't walk, no matter your calling. When we came into ministry, you ask anybody, what do you do? They respond, I'm not working. That was what we made. Can you be working and not know? Sir, can you be working and not know? Can you be working and not know? Now, can you ever ask me now, what are you doing and say, I'm not working? Can you be working and not know? Grace for tireless, productive labor. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Just face your little kiosk. It will soon become a shop. Face your shop. It will soon become a shopping mall. For tireless labor, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just trying to itemize the specific areas of grace we have enjoyed from God by grace in this place. Grace to assess the voice of God behind this world. Receive it now. When the word of God enters you, something positive turns in your life. It sent a word into Jacob. It made a nation out of him. Grace to assess the voice of God behind his word from time to time. Receive it now. From Psalm 63 verse 8. It said, my soul followeth hard after thee, O God, and thy right hand upholded me. I came across that from A.W. Tozer's book, 1977. And the Lord said to me, my son, the harder you follow me, the higher you fly. I heard it from the mouth of God. Raw. I have not edited it. Some of you have heard it too many times. The harder you follow me. So I took delight in following hard. In following hard. Because the harder you follow me, the higher you fly. So my team led 66,000 people, 887 souls to Christ this year. I'm not called a leader. God only hires laborers into his vineyard. He never paid leaders. He paid laborers. He pays laborers. Not go, come, you, more. God pays laborers, not leaders. Only laboring leaders live a profitable life, setting examples for others to follow. I'll go this way, my wife will go that way. We went each one his way. Reaching different people for Jesus. Amen.
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 Some say, what are you looking for? What God is looking for. He wants all men to be saved. That's what I'm looking for. I want what he wants. I love what he loves. And I keep doing it. You have not chosen me. I've chosen you that you may go forth and bring forth fruit and your fruit shall abide. The apostle Paul, the great, he said, by the help of God, I continue this day, witnessing to both great and small, granite seller, both great and small, kings, both great and small, witnessing, Acts 26, verse 22, witnessing. Somebody's soul is changing. If you know where God is leading you, where God is taking you to, you will do anything to follow. The harder you follow me, the higher you fly. The higher you fly. I've been going higher by his grace every day, exceeding grace. Every day. From now, no one's life here shall be stagnant anymore. You are that one, let me hear your loudest amen. Grace to assess the voice of God behind this world from time to time, receive it now in the name of Jesus. You see me under the intoxication of Matthew 6:33. Abba, this is what God said to me. Seek ye first my kingdom, the well-being, enlargement, advancement of my kingdom, in all righteousness. And all these things that others are dying to get, I heard it from his mouth, shall be added to you. All these things that others are dying to get, You won't struggle for them. They will be added to you, all these things that others are dying to get. I heard it from the mouth of God. When a word comes from God, doubts die. It destroys doubts. I heard it from God. It's not, I didn't read it from any book. When God's voice sounds behind this wall, it turns people around. Something is turning your life. Something is turning your life. Therefore, from this impartation service on, you will never lack access to the voice of God behind this wall. Anytime you look up, you see the sun, know that my covenant is enforced. I heard it from God. You look up, you see the moon, know that my covenant is enforced. Any power that can't change my covenant of the day and of the night cannot tamper with the validity of my covenant. The circumstances not withstanding. I heard it from God. You could imagine how I screamed, yeah, I can never be poor. I heard it from God. It turns people like wine. From now, the voice of God behind the world will become your natural experience. A I'm trying to direct your attention to the multifaceted grace available to you for the taking from this service. And each of them will start manifesting in your life from now. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, grace to love God unreservedly, unconditionally. What he does and does not do, notwithstanding. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Grace to love God unreservedly, unconditionally. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. May the Spirit of love come upon you afresh today. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So there is the spirit of love. Now, that is what empowers believer to have every day as Christmas. Now, let me tell you this. People will tell you every day is not Christmas. That's not the Bible. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days. Now, when you remove all from anything, what remains? You remove all from anything, what remains? That if you will keep following what I'm asking you to do, God is saying, I will make every day Christmas in your life. Now, watch. From today, every day shall be Christmas for you. Have you not heard, my beloved, that he daily loaded us with blessings? What does daily mean? What does daily mean? What does he load us with? Troubles? Tension? He daily loaded us with benefits. Daily. Put that on the screen for them. Daily loaded us with benefits. Daily. Therefore, from now, daily benefits will start speaking in your life. Daily benefits will start speaking in your life. For every child of God that walks in the fear of God, that is committed and dedicated to God, that obeys God with delight, that's your portion. The path of the just, the ones who are doing it right, is ordained to shine more and more and more and more. And that is your path from today. Now, everybody look up here. Ups and downs end in your life today. Ups and downs end in your head today. Ups and downs end in your spiritual life today. Ups and downs end in your business and career today. From now, your path shall continue to shine more and more and more. Now listen, by his grace, No Shiloh since it started. This is the 22nd one. No Shiloh has recorded any less report than the previous one. It's been more and more and more. Therefore, from now, listen to me. In spite of COVID-19 noisome pestilence, see God. See God. From now, no excuse will be tenable for your stagnation. No excuse will be tenable for your setback. I know we took offering called Mission Adoption Scheme last year. 5,000 churches only. 10,000, no offering. Relax. Relax. Now, because you are connected to this grace today, every negative circumstance will not be able to stop the hand of God upon your life. You receive that, let me hear your loud and say amen. Last year, Shiloh was translated to 40 different languages around the world. I'm here to receive the one for today. But life! That's how your life will be jumping levels. That's how your life will be jumping levels. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Thank you, Father. Before Jesus returns, men and women will be walking in the fullness of the stature of Christ. We'll be doing what he did and greater than he did. May the impartation of the day change your level in your walk with God. Let's conclude from Joel chapter 2. It's a prophetic chapter that points to God's end time army. The forces behind their making. Isaiah chapter 11. Joel chapter 2, sorry, verse 1 to 11. Joel 2, 1 to 11. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Zion is the church. Orderly. Stop now, please. All those blowing stop. Put them under your seat now. Put them under your seat now, please. Relax. Quiet, please. I'm touching on something that will change your perspective forever. Sound an alarm upon my holy mountains. Let the inhabitants of the earth tremble. You can't tell what we are saying here, what is doing to them in the kingdom of darkness. We thought we have killed the church. See what is happening. We thought we have killed the church. See what is happening. This crowd is on the road. See what is happening. Every dying church bounces back to life now. Now, verse 2. Joel chapter 2, verse 2. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like. Neither shall there be any more after them until the years of many generations. Now, generational record breakers will be rising from this place today. A fire devoured before them. That means don't stand their way or you get devoured. And behind them, a flame burned. You can't reach them. The land is at the Garden of Eden before them. And behind them, a desolate wilderness. There will be a clean demarcation between the redeemed of the Lord and others in the world in this end time. Now, anybody who wants to fear, let him fear. The church will become the breadwinners of the world before Jesus returns. No policy under heaven can change it. The land before us shall be like the Garden of Eden, and behind us a desolate wilderness. And yea, nothing shall ignore them. Everybody will acknowledge this is the seed that the Lord has blessed. They have never been their kind. That's why I said that I'm going to be alive to see you jump levels. Their kind has never been seen. But God is preparing them. Amen. 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 Now, watch what happens to them. Go to the next verse. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Now, that talks of stop that nonsense now. How dare you? Quiet, please. If I hear that sound anymore, until I say so, don't try it. Now, watch. Listen now, please. Listen quickly, because that's you. God is painting your picture. I said, God is painting your picture. That is what lies ahead of you in future. And our future begins after this service. The future begins after this service. Get back on scriptures. Like the noise of chariot. Now, when I say horsemen, that means strength that you can't really describe. Men like horses. Commanding strange order of exploits that is not thought possible among men. And so, verse 5, he said, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap. like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured his stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Somebody's weakness is converted to strength here. At 120, the eyes of Moses were not dim, his natural force not abated. At 120, Rakosi Enopragica, everything devouring your strength is devoured here today. I've attempted to be on leave only once. It lasted 5 days, and I wrote 10 tracts in the course of the leave. So I didn't attempt it anymore. It will be 40 years next year. Receive supernatural strength today. Yeah. Receive supernatural strength today. Yeah. Is one of the features of the end time army. Stop moving like a 9-month pregnant woman. Awake, put on strength. Awake, put on strength. Awake, put on strength. Awake, put on strength. Don't let any devil hold you captive. Awake, put on strength. Awake, put on strength. Awake, put on strength. Receive it today in the name of Jesus. Go next verse, please. Before their face, the people shall be much pain. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. To run means they have an instruction and they run with it. You can't stop them. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone in his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. That talks about the visionary aspect of their life. They are just keeping pace with divine plan. They are walking according to divine dictates. They are walking on their path, walking in their way. Now, and as they do that, the next verse, neither shall one thrust another. Each one knows where they belong. They shall walk everyone in his path, and when they fall upon the sword on their path, they shall not be wounded. Amen. You are secured in your calling. You are eternally secure in your calling. You know why the devil is afraid of me? I'm in the center of my calling. I'm doing what God sent me to do. And you know what the man Elijah said? Let it be known that I've done this is according to your word, not of my mind. And then the fire of the Lord fell. When you keep to your calling and your assignment, you are unharmable. You are what? If God tells me to tell you anything, and no matter who you are, I tell you straight. Stop that! Amen. You either stop on your own, or the one who sent me stops you.
That's right.
You can't escape it. they fall upon the sword on their way and on their path, they shall not be wounded. Grace to stay within the dictates of heaven for you at all times. Receive it now. Thank you, Jesus. So the end time army is an army of visionaries. And when you are on course with divine plan, he goes before you to mess up barriers. He goes with you to make it impossible to be defeated. He walks through you. Amen. He walks for you. And he walks with you. So you have a five covenant bond when you are on course with divine plan. I will go before you. I mean, who helps say it? Isaiah 45. When God sends you, he goes before you. I will go with you. The Lord walking with them, also with signs and wonders following. I will walk through you. It is the Lord who is at work in us, both to do and to both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. I will walk for you. Faith is a calling, he will also will do it. You have this bond with your Father. So grace to remain a visionary for life. Doing only what you are told to do. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Grace to continually assess the visions of God for your life. Now, people think that visions are for pastors. No. I'll pour myself upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. Upon all flesh. You won't miss your steps in the journey of life anymore. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Go to the next verse. We are running to 11 and we're closing from there. Praise God. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. There's nothing you say inside your bedroom they will know. There's nothing you do inside your bedroom they will know. When they stand up, they'll be telling you exactly what you did. Exactly what you did. Praise God. Go to verse 10 as we run up. The earth shall quake before them. The heaven shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw them. They are saying. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. For the day of the Lord is great. And very terrible for the devil. And all his angels. The day of the Lord is very great. But very terrible for the devil and all his angels. We will show the devil and his agents pepper. Is the picture of the end time army. That's the picture of the last days church. That's your picture. That's your picture. You may look like a prisoner today. God is taking you to the palace tomorrow. You may look like a captive today. God is making you a champion. In the name of Jesus. Has anybody been quickened out here? And the Spirit entered into me when he speak unto me. Has someone here been quickened? Watch. No sickness follows you out of this impartation service. Wherever you may be in the world today, no disease follows you out of this impartation service today. Whatever is not part of the characteristics of the end time army shall never be changeable to you anymore. You never suffer a blackout anymore in your life. You never suffer a blackout anymore in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Stand to your feet. Lift up your two hands and celebrate the faithfulness of God. If you are sure to leave here with something specific, Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. I looked at Hagin from afar. I said, Jesus, I want whatever makes Hagin, Hagin. Jesus, I want this badly. I want it desperately. Sir, I was 22 when I began longing for it. I came across him 76. I began to devour his materials. And I just got hooked up to his spirit. I just love his depth of God. I just love his depth of God. God, whatever makes Hagin, Hagin, I want it. Meroji gara baya garada, I want it. I want it, Jesus. Now watch. 2 days to that journey, my car caught fire in the hand of the mechanic. Driving it back home. What I'm looking for. Nonsense car. He says, I want to see the car. He says, see the car. I've seen burnt cars before. Is it burnt more than the other cars I've seen before? Whatever wanted to stop you failed. So you must get what you're here for. But I return with the mantle that money cannot buy. Hallelujah. You are returning with a treasure from here that money can never buy. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
First things first, please get seated. No assumption. Repent and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where would this man stop this forever? Repent and you shall receive the gift. You can't manifest the power of God without returning back to God. God cannot empower his enemy
He will use the power against him.
You are here in this impartation service and there are multitudes outside. Multitudes. Multitudes of men and women now. And all around the world, wherever you may be, whether you are in the viewing center, you are before television set, and then you are on your own, with your device in your hand, and you are online with this service, wherever you are, and you know you are not saved. The mantle can deliver. It's the power of God being transmitted. You can't partake of the power without becoming a child of God. So wherever you are, you'd like me to pray with you this morning to be saved, to have eternal life, to live the overcomer's life, and end up with eternity with Christ in heaven at the end of a most glorious adventure on the earth. I'll be very, very glad to pray with you. So wherever you may be, you are in that condition, please stand to your feet. All over the world at this time, please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Outside and inside, wherever you are, stand to your feet. Jesus is Lord. Stand to your feet. Amen. Now move to the nearest aisle to where you are. You can't come to the front. I can't tell how many that are here. Well, in all the other locations, please move to the front. It won't take you time to get there. Please move to the front. Move to the front. Move to the front. All of us who are here at the Faith Tabernacle, outside and inside, just move to the nearest aisle to where you are. I'll be praying with you right there. Please, ushers and officials, direct them to the aisles closest to where they are, and I'll be praying for them right there. In the name of Jesus. There is joy in heaven for one soul that repents. There is joy in heaven. Come and give the Lord a big hand of praise. The last day is everybody's day, including the day for the unsaved. Now, all of us who are standing before the throne of God at this time for these prayers, get ready. Now, very importantly too, somebody here knows that there is a connect between him and God and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You know in yourself that it is connect. You are not staying with God, you're just looking here and there. You know, if this one doesn't work, this one may work. Go to this place more, go to that place more. Come to Jesus and go to the other side, small, 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 small. A double-minded person shall still be in all his ways. Let him not think he shall receive anything from God. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus and return back to your father like the prodigal son did and got our destiny recovered. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Amen. And join us. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Also move to the nearest eye if you are here at the Faith Tabernacle and out there in the various viewing centers. Go to the front right now. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus and connect back to God and be part of this glorious end time army. How many believe we are in the end times? How many believe that we are in the end times? Now, that's why it's important for us who are being harassed by one virus. Many more viruses are coming. Come on now, I'm telling you Bible prophecy. Pestilence in diverse places. It's coming. But you will not be touched. Because how shall we not be touched? Famine is coming. You read your Bible. It's divine agenda for the end time to distinguish the redeemed of the Lord. 1,000 may fall on your right and 10,000 on your left side. Your right side. It will never come near you. Listen to me. In the name of Jesus, nothing will ever lock down your life anymore. Everybody standing, please bow your heads right now, wherever you are, and lift up your right hand to heaven and pray this prayer of faith after me right now. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me all my sins. and wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. I am free from the power of sin. I'm free from going here and there looking for help. I accept you today as my eternal helper. And by your grace, I will serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls across the nations of the earth today who are surrendering their life to you. Your grace has brought them in. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover every one of you with the precious blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all satanic assaults all the days of your life. Grace to run the race to the end. Receive it right now. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. Sin shall no more have dominion over you. And sin shall no more have dominion over you. You will make heaven at the end of your journey. You will live a most glorious life on the earth. The name of the Lord shall be constantly glorified in your life. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Church, give the Lord a big hand for this precious soul. Please complete your new convert slips. We want to be part of your joy and help us of your faith after this experience. The Lord bless you. One more time, church, give the Lord a big hand of praise. It's time for our annual Shiloh sacrifice. Don't open anything yet. Just wait. We read Exodus 35, verse 4 and 5. How many of you got the teaching last night? God is not distressed. God is not stressed. God is not in need. He only wants to meet your need and my need on the altar of sacrifice. Exodus 35 verses 4 and 5. And Moses spake unto the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take you from among you and offer unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass. Whosoever is of a willing heart, and the people heard the word and went out to act on it. And what happens? Verse 20. Another the condition of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came. Everyone whose heart stirred them up. And everyone whom spirit made willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all the service and for the holy garments. Verse 22, and they came, both men and women, as many as were willing hearted. I want to let you know this. Any offering or sacrifice that is enforced is not acceptable to God. It holds no return for whosoever. God is not a name. God is too big to beg. Of him we have all received grace for grace. Very interesting, please. And then, verse 23. And everyone with whom was found blue and purple and all that, they brought them. Let's go to 22, please. And they came, as many as were willing hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets, all jewels of gold. And everyone that offered what? An offering of gold unto the Lord. Precious. Remember, he that goeth forth weeping, but bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with his turnaround testimony. Precious seed. Everyone that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. Now, what is gold to one? Maybe brass to another. Amen. Somebody's 50 naira is gold in the sight of God. Gold. Somebody had no transportation and had to be jumping from vehicle to vehicle. Where's your money? Excuse me, I don't have money. Someone said, "Willie, I'll pay for him." Amen. And from there, landed a job, a Napium or something. What? Nestle. He never applied. Never applied. At that point, 20 naira was his gold. If he said 20 naira, God said, "Well, how will you find it? How will you find it?" But don't try God with 20 naira. No. It will be not an insult, an assault. It will be an assault. Don't try. It's better you keep your thing inside your pocket. Amen. There's something you give to your father, your earthly father, your biological father, and can invoke a curse. You just drove in now in your heavy car. He said, "Dad, just to let you know I love you." And what was it? 5 naira. After you left, you looked at it. "Is this my worth to my son?" Tears will come down his eyes. That's a curse. Everyone that offer an offering of gold, something precious at their level, something precious at their level. If an angel came to preach sacrifice in those days, and I said, and I love to believe God for anything, I may not be able to believe more than 50 naira. That God, I give you 50 naira. Yeah, you know this 50 naira. You know where it's coming from? It's like 10 pints of blood. Precious at that stage. But do it willingly or don't bother. If I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. If against my will, I'm only playing games. 1 Corinthians 9:17. And he said, "If there be first a willing mind, it's accepted according to what a man has, not according to what he has not." Sacrifice is according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. God is not a taskmaster. According to what a man has. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. According to what a man has, not according to what he has not. You need to be, if you were, during the offering we received for the aircraft, it was a most relaxed offering. How many remember that offering? Where God just spoke to me this morning, it's time to get the aircraft. If any man gives according to what he has, accepted, not according to what he has not, give your best, praise God. No reminder. No reminder, sir. Once. God is not in need. He has a budget in place for all his projects. It's your privilege and my privilege when called for to offer our gold to the Lord. Amen. All Shiloh sacrifice this year is going in to building sanctuaries in 9,250 locations in the countryside. Amen. It's our privilege to invest in building those 100 seat capacity sanctuaries, 150 seat capacity sanctuary, and 200 capacity sanctuary, 300 and 400. And it's no big deal. Interestingly, each one will demonstrate where his heart is. We are building for Jesus in those villages and give them a sense of worth. Not under batches. Hallelujah. For the worship of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. All sacrifices in our foreign field is for mission expansion program in each nation and the nation, neighboring nations that they want to reach out to. All sacrifice. Not one dime comes to Nigeria. All sacrifice in the foreign field goes to mission expansion program in every of those nations. Well, for purpose of being specific, what is the cost of these buildings in terms of categories? The 100 seat capacity sanctuary by the new price cost here is 14 million naira. 14 million naira. The 150 capacity is 16.5 million naira. Why am I saying this? There are individuals who have the capacity to build one. There are businesses that have capacity to build one. There are families that can build two. There are others that can build 10. There are others who can build 20. And there are some who can build 100. Depending on the grace of God at work on your life now. Amen. Now, the 200 capacity is 19 million, and the 300 capacity is 25.2 million, and 400 is 35.8 million. 14 for 100, 16.5 for 150, 19.4 for 200, 25.2 for 300, and 35.8 for 400. Amen. Awesome God. Therefore, individuals, friends, and businesses which are willing and encouraged to be a part of this exciting opportunity. Exciting opportunity. A number of individuals here have been building here and there, all over the places. And thank God for them. But what is in building sanctuaries for God? Every commandment of God is for our profiting. Yes. Every commandment. It sets us free from financial struggles, number one. Haggai chapter 1, you know the story from all the way from verse 3. These people say the time is not come, the time the house of the Lord shall be built. So they went about their own businesses. They brought in much, it became little. They earned wages, I punched holes in their pocket. Why, Lord? Because of my house that lieth in waste, and ye run everyone to his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is short from dew, and the earth from yielding our fruit. Go to the mountain and build this house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I'll be glorified, saith the Lord. So it delivers from financial struggles. Building sanctuaries for God delivers God's people from financial struggles. Two, it brings believers into financial favor with God. those people that were called upon by Moses, they kept bringing and bringing. They are not enough. Don't bring again. Why are they bringing and bringing? It was walking and walking. So they were refraining from bringing. You know the story in Exodus chapter 36 and verse 5 to 7. Number three, it secures divine intervention when challenged. That centurion that built a sanctuary for God's people. The servant was challenged and they went to Jesus. Jesus is worthy that you do this for him. And Jesus said, I will come. Luke chapter 7. I will come. It secures divine intervention when challenged. Luke chapter 7, verse 4 to 6. Well, serving the interests of the kingdom with our resources, among other things, our vast generational causes, take sickness away from our lives, delivers us from abortion of effort, miscarriages, and barrenness. It confers longevity. The blessings are innumerable. It empowers us to spend our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. Somebody is stepping into that realm right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. This sacrifice shall be between you and your God. Amen. A sacrifice is not a pledge. It's just your decision. I'm going to honor Jesus with this sacrifice. Somebody saying, I'm giving so-so percentage of my income. Amen. Somebody saying, I'm giving this one-time goal to Jesus. Somebody saying, give me that mountain, I'll take care of it. Give me one of the 400 capacity, I'll take care of it. Give me two of the 100 capacity, I'll take care of it. By the blessings of God upon your life. You know, the interesting thing about this is that it's from what he gave you are giving back to him. So, you know why God never said thank you to anybody? Or have you ever seen anywhere where God said thank you? Some don't like it. If you are waiting for God to say thank you, wait forever. When God is impressed with obedience, he blesses you in response. He just blesses you in response. So expect the blessings of God in response to your obedience. Everybody stand to your feet. Everybody stand to your feet. Now let me be sure you heard me. What is the cost of 100 capacity sanctuary? The cost of 150? The cost of 200? The cost of 300? And the cost of 400? Amen. You know, the voice was going down from 100. Amen. Well, let me tell you this. Somebody's giving a gold sacrifice of 1,000 this time. And next time they announce this, you will take 400 capacity. Amen. One of our little daughters here experienced God in a very mysterious way this year. After she wrote what her vision for 2020 was, God said, remove that. Put my kingdom first. And he said, Lord, I want to build you one of the rural churches. God strangely catapulted her. Got a hand-sweating offer. International job. Where 1 month's salary will build a sanctuary. It's in dollars. 1 month's salary will build a sanctuary. It happened this year. In the year of lockdown, it happened. He called it hand-sweating package. This package that causes the hand to sweat. Hand-sweating package. She got her 10 souls in February. Her 10 souls for Christ in February. The 10 souls are standing in church. She gives towards transportation to ensure that the converts are in church. Young girl. Sweetheart. She loves God with dangerous passion. Now, somebody's going to hit some hand-sweating favor. Now, between you and your God, show him what your gold offering or gold sacrifice will be. What have you brought for me? I said, Lord, what do I have? He doesn't put pressure on anybody. God would never ask Abraham for Isaac when he has not given him one. He's not a taskmaster, he's a loving father. And he knows your level, don't pose. Don't pose. He knows my level, don't pose. Whatever appears a sacrifice between you and God, lift up your two hands and express your love for him and let him know he's coming willingly from you. You are not stressed. You are not pushed. You are not coerced. You are just enjoying yourself. Thank him for his grace over your life that you are not listed among the beggars today, but you are counted worthy to be listed among the givers. It appears a widow's might, but fortune is coming. Fortune is coming. Fortune is coming. Fortune is coming. Between you and your God, fortune is coming. Between you and your God, fortune is coming. Between you and your God, fortune is coming. In Jesus' name. Please get seated. Well, to make it absolutely a willing offering, take a piece of paper, your own paper. Even when you are given it, write it. I've offered unto Lord God so and so. We present it to God on your behalf, and he blesses your return. Take your own piece of paper. I'm giving you, I'm laying on the altar of sacrifice this amount. You put your name on it. Don't put your phone because nobody will call you. You don't need to put your phone. Just put your name. He calls you by your name, not by your phone. Amen. If you are giving to build specific buildings, please note it. We're giving for 100 seat capacity sanctuary. You're giving a lump sum, you just said for so number of sanctuaries. Praise the Lord. Every brass farthing from this sacrifice goes into building rural churches. Goes into building rural churches. What are you giving them paper for? Let them get paper now. Amen. Okay, have mercy on them, those who need. But some of them are with their tablets. And you can't hear tablets. Amen. Why? It's because we're dropping that before the Lord, I'm proclaiming blessings on you in return. After Abraham dropped that sacrifice, Melchizedek proclaimed a blessing on him that stuck on his life. The blessing being proclaimed on you from this altar of sacrifice shall stick to your life forever. In the name of Jesus. Somebody bless, let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Thank you, Jesus. Just between you and God, you write that, just write your name. He knows you by your name, not by your telephone number. Nobody's going to call anybody. It's just between you and your God. Every curse shall be averted. Every struggle shall be terminated. All your name will come down supplied. From henceforth, your mouth shall only be filled with laughter. When the Lord turned again, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. We became the talk of the town. The Lord has done great things for them. We began to respond. Yes, our God said it and our God did it. Turn again and come to your Lord as you see what they said. Eat that wet pot and weep, but bearing precious seed. They got it torn by their precious sacrifice, and they can see it torn again by another sacrifice. So your sacrifice today must lead to yet another turning around. Another turn around is answering to you from this altar of sacrifice today. From this altar of sacrifice today. Please, all over the world where you don't have people have only tablets in their hand, they don't have papers, give them court papers where they can write those things, or they drop their tablet in the in case that is his sacrifice, so we can have it, and then God can have something to use when he comes down to the earth to see his people. Amen. Praise God. Now God who gave this commission rest,
yes, sir,
has come to give you rest.
Amen.
And the rest will be unending. It will only be changing levels. From rest to rest and from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody bless. Now stand to your feet. And present it to the Lord by yourself. Present it to the Lord by yourself. Present it to the Lord by yourself. Present it in love with utmost delight. Here is my precious seed on this altar of sacrifice. Present that to the Lord in faith. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Lift them up right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the spirit of truth, we present these sacrifices on this altar. Let it speak a turnaround in everyone's life. Let every prophetic word that has gone forth come fulfilled with speed in everyone's life. Let curses be averted. Let color be restored to every destiny. Let spells and enchantment be nullified.
Amen.
And in the name of Jesus, let the heavens open over everyone's life.
Amen.
Turn again everyone's captivity.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The wonders you have never known before, you will see it now.
Amen.
You will see it now.
Amen.
The sorrow of death is over.
Amen.
Your money is turned to dancing.
Amen.
Your mouth is filled with laughter.
Amen.
You become the talk of the nation. The talk of your region.
Amen.
And the talk of the world.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Being part of this building sanctuaries for the Lord, no one in your generation will be termed homeless.
Amen.
No one will suffer harassment on accommodation. Everyone in your lineage will live in their own houses.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ushers, please go around right now and collect these sacrifices and present them here before the altar in the name of Jesus. And while you are doing that, also collect all of the expectation prayer card for the ark of testimonies for those who have not surrendered their own. So let's have two groups right now. Please get seated. A group is collecting the sacrifices, and the other group is collecting the Shiloh expectation prayer card for prophetic blessings, as our custom is. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap offering, everybody. Let's have the choir minister to the Lord right now. Please wait a minute. Sacrifice first. Sacrifice first. Collect expectation cards after. Now, choir minister to the Lord. Sacrifice first. And then expectation card after. Sacrifice to avoid mixing up the two of them. Amen. Praise God. Please set us singing and praising God. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited about the sacrifice today? Have you done it willingly? Have you done it joyfully? Are you expecting your turnaround returns? And so shall it be. Please, choir, set us singing and praising God.